Well, it's my great pleasure this morning to welcome Dave Fuller into the studio. Welcome, Dave.
Howdy.
Mike Malevsky here, continuing the series of interviews for those candidates running for the two seats on the City of Palmer City Council. Dave, as I've asked others, what reasons would cause you to do this?
Want to be a member of the council? Well, I love Palmer. I've lived here since 1983. I graduated from Palmer High back in 1990. With a brief stint in the Marine Corps, I pretty much have been here all my life. I want to be a part of the solution, you know, and not part of the, be one of the complainers on the sidelines that, you know, doesn't get in there and get in to, you know, make things better. I want to make sure Palmer grows responsibly while maintaining a small town atmosphere, and I want to actively contribute. I do that on the side right now with the Palmer Lions Club. I'm work with the Mat-Su Miners. So, you know, I try and get out there as much as I can. I organize a raffle every year that has raised, you know, several thousand dollars for local organization or local charitable organizations. So I want to kind of translate that into bigger things.
Okay. Now, how specifically do you think you would be helpful in as a member of the Palmer City Council?
Well, I got, you know, pretty much about 25 years military experience. I've worked with all kinds of people from all different kinds of backgrounds. I've worked with people with two different opinions on things, and the whole thing is I'm mission orientated to get things done. You know, I've got that flexibility and common sense problem solving that I think we need out there. And getting people to, how you say, sign on to the project or get going with the project and believing in it and following through with it, as well as owning up when it fails, that's what I can do.
Okay. There's a specific topic that has been alive and discussed over the past few years, and that's the question of the council structure. At present, there is a city manager, and there is a structure that includes the mayor as a member of the council, and not a full-time mayor. What's your opinion about this? Do you think that council structure needs change? What do you say?
Well, I believe that we should have a full-time mayor. I honestly believe that we should evolve to that position. We did it for a short period with Mayor Combs, who did an outstanding job. But I think that the town needs that. I think the people should doggone be able to elect somebody and hold them accountable and not have a scapegoat in the form of a city manager when things go horribly, horribly wrong. You know, accountability is what it's all about to the electorate.
Okay, and of course, Mayor Combs, when he was paid on a full-time basis, was, because the charter hadn't been changed, was still not a strong mayor, akin to, for example, Wasilla. And that in part is because the two structures of government are very different. Wasilla's structure says the mayor is full-time and is a strong mayor. Our charter is somewhat different. So just the thought about that. Okay.
Well, I know for a short period, we did have John, I think for a 6-month period, he was given the full-time mayor type position. I don't know the responsibilities that he was given. But.
Right. And that may be something. So the structure of, in order to become a mayor equivalent to Wasilla's situation.
We would have to change the charter.
Charter, right.
Yeah.
And that never happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to another topic, which is often discussed, particularly because of the tendency for a low turnout on these elections. How would you support increasing voter participation? What ideas would you bring?
That is a $1 million question, Mike. I tell you what. But, I mean, the best thing I could tell you is, you know, I think the city council members, politicians, they need to be more visible in the community. They need to be coming in, having coffee, and say, hey, that's that guy I elected. Or that's that guy I didn't want to elect, but oh, well, there he is. You know, put it out there to everybody where you're at, what you're doing, how you're serving the community. That's what you got elected to do. Other things we could do is, you know, get those politicians into doggone school. Say, hey, you know, this is how the system works. This is the process. This is what's going on. You know, educate people while they're young. That's the thing is we have a very uneducated electorate. The people that do show up, they know what they're voting for. They know what they want. There are people that figure, you know what, it doesn't make a difference whether I show up or not. And that's what we need to change, that attitude, you know. We need to doggone seek it out, seek out those individuals and just kind of say, hey, you know, this is going to benefit everybody. Your voice does count, whether you get what you want or you don't.
Okay. So we've covered a number of topics that I brought up. Are there other things that you'd like to talk about that we haven't touched upon?
Yeah, I'd like to, other things I'd like to see happen is, you know, I think Palmer's kind of on the bubble here of kind of growing. And I like the small town atmosphere. I love it a lot. But I think we need to, as a community and as a city, look at expanding those boundaries out. I think that I'd like to see it grow responsibly and efficiently. Right now, if you look at the new road construction up here by the high school, the town's getting divided again by another major, you know, traffic artery. The attitude is, well, that's DOT's problem. Well, inevitably, it's the city's problem. We're getting broke in half. What we need to do is start looking beyond those boundaries. We serve water mains out to Colony High School now. We serve the college. There's nothing says we can't be a college town or a two high school town. I think that we need to responsibly look at, you know, the horizon and start planning ahead, getting out there and doggone, for the better part, expanding. If not, I think you're going to see a welcome to Wasilla sign the minute you crest over and hit Equestrian Acres.
So does this suggest you're in favor of annexation?
I am in favor of annexation, but I'm in favor of it responsibly. I think we need to go out to those people that will be annexed and most affected by this and explain to them, we're not the bad guy. We're doggone out here looking to improve, you know, life for you as well as doggone everybody else. I mean, just in, how do you say it, sales tax, property tax alone, you know, more hands helping, the more it alleviates in the long run.
Okay. You know, okay. Are there any other topics that we haven't touched upon?
I'd like to also do. I think another big thing, which I think we do a great job with already, in the community events like Colony Days, Garden Art Fair, Friday Flings. I'd like to see that expanded upon and kind of like, again, this is where I go into the Palmer seems to be broken up into blocks, and this is the downtown block, and this is where everything happens. You know, you kind of alienate the other parts of the community. We've got other areas that we could utilize out by the middle school, possibly utilize this park strip a little more. But the thing is, expand those out to make it more inclusive, not only to the community, but other businesses that may want to take part in that. Overall, that's going to build community spirit and esprit de corps, make it a little more prideful of the town, you know. Clean up a little more the you know, I mean, we let this all go to growth and everything else, and it kind of looks funky, but, you know, it says we can't doggone utilize it and make it better.
Okay. Well, Mike Malefsky here. I've been talking with Dave Fuller, who's one of the five candidates running for the two seats on the City Palmer City Council this year. The election is October 6th. Last comment, David.
I'd like to see everybody come out and vote. If you don't vote for me, vote for somebody. That's the big deal around here. I mean, it's. I think it's awesome that we have so many candidates going out for these two seats. In the past, I've seen it where it's been just the two seats. So come on out and vote.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.